and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody will be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. We're glad to have you aboard right here on April the 1st. And we're not talking about April Foolish. We're talking about April Wise, preparing to do the things which are commanded out of the Scriptures. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except to be sent? Now, if he comes, he's going to tell you some biblical mysteries, because the things that are written in the Bible are written beforehand for your instruction. But it's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, and only the spiritual-minded people will see the light. Now, if they speak not, listen to me well, if they speak not according to this word, that's because there is no light in them. It's a rightly divided issue, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you that Satan has come in very crafty with his ministers. You say, I didn't know he had any. Well, I'll assure you that for every prophet of Yahweh, there is at least 1,000 false prophets of Baal and those associated with the false religions of this day. And perhaps you may be a victim of deception. Marvel not. The Bible said they shall deceive the very elect, if possible. So then, what we need to do is to turn from our wicked ways. Come back to the old path. I'm going to teach you old path principles. Now, in the book of St. John, the New Testament scripture, there is a very important passage that we're going to take our foundational gestalt and build upon it tonight to give you the blessing cursing. This is the final part of blessing and cursing. It's three parts. If you'd like to have all three parts of blessings and cursing with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, you just write us this week where that we could get this out to you in the mail, first class delivery, and we'll give you the experiences of biblical worship. Now, there's a way that seemeth right unto man. Learn not the ways of the heathen. And ladies and gentlemen, the whore, the great whore church, I've talked about her, and her harlots, how they have set up a false religious institution around the world and call themselves by a name of Baal, and they use Baal practices. You're going to see a lot of that in this month, beginning with the Easter. Oh my, I don't want to even get started on the Passover. I'll be teaching on that next weekend and for the next possibly 3 weeks as we head toward the second Passover, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be held in Murphy, North Carolina. My, what a beautiful country. Murphy, North Carolina. The beautiful mountains of North Carolina. Oh, it's amazing how beautiful this land in North Carolina, particularly the western part of North Carolina. You don't want to go down towards the coast. There's too many cuckleburrs down there and things that offend. But in the mountains, you'll see Jacob Israel, the people of Jacob Israel, the Scottish-Irish. Man, they're in there. And they settled from the coast out of Virginia when the pilgrims came in. These people came in and built this beautiful country as it has been built by those ancient warriors from the house of Israel. We're going to talk about them tonight and their customs and the way they worshiped. You see, Satan has come in and masterfully changed, corrupted, defiled the understanding and the comprehension and the ground foundational platform of the solid rock, and taken it away and built upon a seam right sandy foundation. You see, something that seem right won't stand up to the scrutiny of the Word. Try the Spirit by the Word. Now, Murphy, North Carolina, beginning on May the 2nd, we will have the second Passover. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what's wrong with the first one? You don't authorize to keep it. You see, only the first Passover was kept in the land of Israel over in the Middle East, where Israel was vacated, exiled, along with the house of Judah. And so then, the sheep was scattered. Now, if you find yourself in a far journey, separated from the commonwealth, and the temple that was built where the name was at was destroyed, wasn't even in the place that the Jews said it was anyway. They're liars, always have been and always will be. That's what they do. They lie. These Edomites, who are of the blood of Judah, mixed in with the house of Cain. I've explained that many times, how they got in there. And some of the mysteries that we talk about in this revelation is basically for your benefit. And we know it's a hard saying, and who can hear it? We know it's against tradition, and it, as well as it should be. Because, you see, when Christ come, of all things, now listen to me well. I don't have time to go in. I don't have time to cover one fraction of what I need to on this blessing and cursing pact that Yahweh made with his people, but I'm going to try to broad brush this into a way to get you acquainted with the worship practices that were instituted, ordained, sanctioned, spoken by the mouth of Yahweh himself, and practiced by all of those ancient prophets. I'm going to give you 10 examples, if I get time, of how that they worshiped and where they worshiped, and what method that they worship, in John chapter 4, verse 24. It is written and spoken by the Messiah. God, Yahweh in the flesh body, is a spirit. And they that worship him, not we, us, or them, him. Oh, they try to divide the Godhead up and spirit around and separate it and make a multiple-headed God. These heathenistic people that won't worship the one true God. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, how are you going to worship in the spirit if you ain't got the truth? Many people got a spirit, and the Bible said, try the spirit by the word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word. It's got to be rightly divided and brought down the narrow turnpike and narrow way. Something probably, perhaps, that you have never seen. Beginning in Genesis 8 and verse 20, Noah built an altar. That's the first example of the sons of Adam. But did you know that the Bible says that an altar was built by Abel, and there he brought the first offering to Yahweh? And this offering was a lamb. Oh, my. What a revelation for the Passover. And the final lamb that was offered for the last time. There'll be no more offerings for a physical body lamb. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, he come to die as a type of his covenant shadows. And these metaphors that he laid out as a teaching aid to show you, as well as how to build an altar to be blessed upon. Now, the 10 examples that I would like to give to you is the first one, as I said, in Genesis 8 and 2, built by Noah. And in Genesis 12 and 7, built by Abraham. and in 13 and 18, built by Abraham, and in 1822, verse 9, built by Abraham, and many more examples, and I'm just listing a few to broad brush this, and by Isaac, the offspring of Abraham, his son, his chosen son, and as I said in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, you'll see who that son belonged to actually. Oh my. Oh, what beautiful bloodline, scarlet thread, genetics that we have that we can bank on. Heaven is going to be a place where like-minded and like-kind and kinsmen, and the kinsmen that came to redeem us, had a genetic bloodline that if you're not part of it, you ain't going back to heaven because you ain't his sheep. And that's very clear. The Bible is two, four, and about one people, one house, one bloodline, one distinct, honored people that are called sheep. Some people that claim to be sheep and are not, but are wolves, sent in as master surgeons. What they do, they get into the sheep pen and they eat sheep. That's what wolves do, as my good friend up in Virginia, Dick Hoskins, wrote about the enemy that is literally destroying the sheep upon the earth. Now, let me show you something, ladies and gentlemen. In this respect, Isaac built an altar in Genesis 26, verse 25. He built an altar. Oh, my. Well, it just so happens that you cannot read where old Esau built one. You know why? Because Esau was not the right type. He wasn't the bloodline of Yahweh. How you know that, Pastor Buddy? Because he had no image, no works. The Bible said a tree will bear after its father. You'll know a tree by its fruit. If the fruit's good, the tree's good. If the tree's good, the fruit's going to be good. And vice versa, if the tree is bad, Satan was bad. He brought a seed in, and his seed and what he could influence and deceive and carry with him. And the Bible said he would deceive the very elect if possible. Jacob built one in Genesis 33, verse 20, and 35, 1 through 7, and many other examples. I'm just giving you those two right off the top of my head here. And Moses, who was the leader, if you will, the savior of the sheep that went down to Egypt, symbolizing the darkness of the Levitical covenant, and he redeemed them and removed them in Exodus chapter 17, verse 15. Now, we're going to explore some of the things that Moses did, Moses said, and how the methods and all these things. And today, did you know that there's Israelites today across the United States and in foreign countries that's got altars that they have built, patterned after the design of the Bible? They don't resemble the bell box and the little church house steeple and the little chocolate Easter bunnies as they go bouncing around. You know, the earth's in an uproar right now over an artist up in New York that created a chocolate Jesus with, of all things, the male features enhanced and very visible, caused an uproar among the quote-unquote religious clientele of the whore. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they had little Easter, chocolate Easter bunnies. And they had little eggs that related to the fertility god. Why not have a little chocolate Jesus? My heavens, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting ridiculous. As man, under a pretense, goes through a form and a fashion. And they won't even speak by the word of Yahweh. So Moses built an altar in 17, and there he called upon the name of Yahweh. We're going to talk about that. Why did they build an altar? Why? What was the method? How did they build it? Was it? Does it have a design? Well, of course it does. The Bible tells you how to design one. You say, well, I never heard of one, glory to God. Oh, I just went to church all my life, and, you know, they got an altar down front. Are you sure that that's a type of altar you want to get on? You think that Yahweh would come back here and actually walk on or into a place that had a steeple on it? I don't think so. And in a place where they sing praises to the unknown God, as it's evidenced in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, and Paul said, "The God that you ignorantly worship, I declare him unto you, seeing that he made heaven and earth." Well, who made it? Yahweh. Is there another one? No. Well, he had a son, Pastor Buddy, and his name was Jesus. No. See, part of the great deception is that Satan come in and give you a false name to adore, a false name to decorate, a false way of worshiping, and we have left the old path. The Bible tells us and instructs us to return to the old path. Now listen to me now. We done explored Numbers chapter 23, where old Balaam built a series of altars. Now, why did he do that for? Balaam, the Bible calls him a prophet. But it says that he was a greedy, erring prophet. Now, he knew the mechanics of how to invoke the great name of Yahweh. He knew that. That was no great mystery of how that he knew that. He was a wise prophet, like I say. And he gave old Balak, as I said in part one of this series, he gave him some instruction on how to defeat Israel, how to steal their blessing. You can't curse Israel. Nobody can curse Israel. Why? Because you always bless them. Can you deceive Israel? Yes, you can. Can you steal his blessings? Yes, you can. That's what Satan come to do. Come to deceive, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his mission. And he's good at it. And the dumbest people in the world, I hate to say this, they type, no wonder they're called sheep. My people, my sheep, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, Balaam built one in Numbers 23. Listen to me as we discuss this in part two. Deuteronomy chapter 27, where Joshua built an altar. In verses 4 and 7, it's designed, and how it was designed, and how many stones was used. You say, you mean they used stones? I bet they built a wall or a memorial. No, they didn't build no wall, and they didn't build no memorial. When Joshua built this, it was listed in the fourth chapter of the book of Joshua. It tells you just exactly where they built this altar. They built it and how they built it. They built it in a circle. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that if Yahweh had his prophets to instruct Israel on how to go about building the altars, that somebody has come in and stolen the knowledge, or we've forgotten the knowledge, or we have left off, and we strayed away. We went into the broad way, away from the narrow way. Everyone and their grandmother back in the Bible days had an altar. Noah had one, Abraham had one, Isaac had one, Jacob had one, Moses had one, Balaam had one, Joshua had one. Even the tribe of Reuben in Joshua chapter 22, and the tribe of Gad, where my wife is from, the tribe of Gad. They built an altar. They all built altars. Every man that had the ability to worship Yahweh had to worship on an altar. You say, oh, yes, Pastor Buddy, I've heard that all my life. Now, glory, that ain't no big secret now, glory to God. Now, down at our church, we got an altar now. Every church I've been into has an altar. Is it a proper biblical? No, well, I don't know. I never checked on it, never thought about it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we, the house of Israel, the dumb sheep, are destroyed for, taken advantage of, our blessings are stolen, given away, And when you teach this, this is old Pastor Buddy, that's old-fashioned. We wouldn't stand out there on one of them open-air circles. That's witchcraft. Glory to God. My pastor told me it was. Your pastor is a liar. The one he's standing on is where the witchcraft is invoked. The one that he's standing on is the one that Baal orchestrated. I can prove to you in the Bible, in the 18th chapter of 1 Kings, that there was a distinct difference in the altar of Baal and the altar of Yahweh. One was built by Yahweh's man. His name was Elijah, or Eliu, El-Yah. In other words, my God is Yah. That's what the word Eliyah means. It's not Elijah. It was Eliyah. El, my El, or my God, is Yahweh. And if you read 1 Kings chapter 18, you'll see how that Yahweh went with old Elijah. And ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's altar had been tore down or in disrepair. And old Elijah done Yahweh a big favor that day by repairing the altar. After the, you see, Baal's prophets had a platform. Yeah. They was up on a platform. They had built an altar in the grove up there on a platform, and all the prophets of Baal had filled that platform, and they were crying out to Baal, just like across the world tonight. They are crying out on these Baal altars, where the whore church has added the human anatomy, the male part and the female part, through their deceptive ways. Ladies and gentlemen, that would have been a shame. You think Yahweh would go under something like that and stand on something like that when he himself was the author of how to build an altar and how to shape it and what to put on it? So, Pastor Buddy, I never heard no teaching like you teach. You're just so strange. Glory to God. Yes, I am. I admit I'm strange. I am a peculiar person. And everybody that loves Yahweh and obeys his commandments become peculiar, not because that Yahweh and his ways are peculiar. That's not the reason. It's just that his ways are peculiar to the world and to the religious system. My ways, he said, are not your ways. And as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours. You want to get on the highway, you get on an old-fashioned altar. Anybody that's ever been on one, I don't know of anyone that's ever been on an old-fashioned altar built by graphic biblical design, shaped as it was by Joshua in chapter 27 on how that he constructed this altar. And in the book of Joshua itself, in the fourth chapter, where he designed the altar, they had 12 stones, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that just happened to be the same type of altar that had fell in disrepair. Yes, Yahweh's altars have been torn down and replaced, just like Israel did when they were in the land that Yahweh designated for blessings and for curses. Blessing if you keep my laws and keep my worship system, or curses if you don't. Now, you have not because you ask not, and when you ask amiss. You get it on a Baal altar. You say, well, but Pastor Buddy, I went up there, and man, I asked for rain at the church up there, and it rained. So? Well, Pastor Buddy and I went up there, and I prayed for riches, and man, I'm rich today. And so? Do you have any truth? Truth will make you hated. Truth will separate you from mommy and daddy and sister and brother and aunt and uncle. And it will most certainly separate you from the prophets of Baal when you get your spiritual intellect in place and get your worship priorities down and come out of her, my people, and get back to the old-fashioned way. Would you like to have been up there on the mountain with old Elijah? I'm acquainted with what he done. Are you?
Well, now, Pastor Buddy, I know what they done. They just built a church house and put a steeple on it and stained glass windows out there, and then they sung Sweet Jesus and Hallelujah. You can't serve two masters, ladies and gentlemen. I come to give you one choice, not a choice. One choice is all you've got. By one name are you baptized into one body, and in this name is salvation. You say, yeah, that's Jesus. That is not the salvational name that was written in the Old Testament. You can't read Jesus in the Old Testament, and that's where the word, the name of salvation came from. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's got the same name he started out with. He didn't change it, and the lying prophets that says he's got many is no more or no less than liars and slow bellies, and will have their part in a lake of fire where they have branded and deceive their little dumb sheeple with a false name. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to answer to the creator of this earth, the creator of the world, and there's only one creator, and every church in the land that is calling on the name of Baal, every once in a while they'll get it right and say, Hallelujah. Why don't they save themselves the trouble and the embarrassment in the day when it comes forth, ladies and gentlemen? Why don't they just save themselves the embarrassment of having to go up there and hear him say, Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Exodus chapter 24, verse 4, Moses wrote down everything that Yahweh had said. And he got up early the next morning and built the altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stones. Representing the 12 tribes of Israel. You ever been on one of them type of altars? I'd have fit right in back in the days of Moses. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, we're not under Moses today. Glory to God. Well, the law was the schoolmaster. And just because you've thrown away the things that the schoolmaster told you to do and you become disobedient, unthankful, and unholy, and you picked up a form and a fashion, separated yourself from the commonwealth of Israel and its commandments and its traditions to keep the great whore of the earth that corrupted the earth with a false name. She come in and her little harlots is running around everywhere hollering, Sweet Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you on that day, Pastor Buddy, and the teaching that I have established in this respect, that Yahweh himself would not be ashamed to walk out. Yahweh, not Jesus, but Yahweh. Not Baal, but Yahweh. Not the gods of the nations, but Yahweh. The God of Israel. Hallelujah. How many times do I have to say it and use these exclamations of exaltations of the great, magnanimous, magnificent, most holy, powerful, glorious name of Yahweh. Moses set up an altar with 12 stones. In the 27th chapter, it says that they wrote upon the stones. When Elijah went up at Mount Carmel, there was 12 stones placed back in the disrepaired as he repaired the altar that had fallen into and out of service and out of respect. Everybody wanted to get on a bell altar. Well, that's the way it is today. It's no different. Oh, they like to gather up where there's stained glass, a steeple, and the biggest church in town with the biggest false prophet, usually the heaviest one. They eat well. Evidently sleep well, don't have to work. They got plenty to wear, plenty to eat. It's evident.
Their bellies have become their gods. Their doctrine is the doctrine of Balaam, or the doctrine of rewards for preaching Baal. I bet people accusing me of preaching for money. If I preach for money, I'd sure change my message. Because there ain't but a few good soldiers that'll support this kind of message. You know why? Because I've separated myself from the Baal mentality of prosperity, of pay, pray, and prosper. Man, how disrespectful people are to the prophets of Yahweh. Just like they was to Yahweh. They turn their back upon him and worship Ishtar in Ezekiel chapter 8. Check it out. If you dare to go up there, you Easter bunny lovers, you chocolate egg people, go up there and take a look. Passover? My heavens, what a joke. Grape juice and crackers?
Well, I'm keeping Passover this week or next week, Pastor Buddy. Easter Sunday's coming up. My old lady's dying up some.
You're dying, all right.
Well, I'm dying. She's dying Easter eggs, and we're going to hide little Easter eggs up there. And there is some chocolate bunnies. I seen one on top of the basket. But, oh, they're pretty. And the children go crazy just for the children.
Oh, my. You know what the Bible says? It says in the 8th chapter of the book of John. You want to talk about teaching your children? You prophets of Baal. I despise Baal and his prophet. You want to really know? In the 8th chapter of the book of Joshua, and Moses wrote upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses. Oh, my. Wrote upon the stone. You see, folks, I'm not the only stupid guy in town. Moses must have been stupid. You know why? Because he was writing on stones and putting them in a circle. 12 stones wrote upon it. Did you know in Los Lumas, New Mexico, laying out there in the desert, very obscure and not known by many people, lays a big, giant stone with a Ten Commandments wrote on it, not Yahweh's name, in Paleo-Hebrew, mentioned twice in and upon the stone. My. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is a strong tower. And the Bible says, the righteous run into it, and they are very safe. And then Joshua built an altar unto Yahweh in Mount Ebal. And as Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded the children of Israel. See, he's still carrying out the children of Israel. For he had written in the book of the law of Moses an altar of whole stones written upon them. Ladies and gentlemen, that 10 commandments represents the 10 scattered tribes. But when you get the perfect circle, it's 12. And then when you set that little obscure tribe of Dan, who was the wandering tribe, the explorer, the one that launched out to the far country, the one that brought Israel, the main body, to the far country and the ships of Dan. You see, they lost their ground inheritance, and so they were moved out of the sacred circle. As we go into the 7th chapter of the book of Revelations, we find that the altar count changes, or the sacred circle changes, from the 2nd chapter of the book of Numbers, and they had their marching orders, ladies and gentlemen, and they marched and they did everything in order. And if you will look at the sacred circle that Yahweh himself commanded the house of Israel to camp in, there was a memorial altar built as a worship center built by Joshua at Gilgal. The word Gilgal in Hebrew is heavenly circle. And there Joshua commanded them and said, when your children to the generations come to see these stones and ask what they mean. We've had people to come up and see our circle altars with the 13 stones there on, and they don't even know what it means. They're scared. They think it's witchcraft. Did you know the day will come and call evil good and good evil? Reverse. Satan is so crafty and wise that he set everybody against Yahweh's way, and then he's developed a seem right way, which is the way of Baal, platform and altars, brick and mortar, stained glass, and steeples, to represent the fertility god of Ishtar. As I said, check it out in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8. There they had their back to Yahweh. They had their back to the plan. They had their back to the things that Yahweh commanded them. They will not keep Yahweh's law. This backsliding, stubborn, stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and in spirit. Oh, they talk good. They sing good. They mean good. Hell is paved with good intentions.
Well, now, Lord, you know I love you. If you love me, keep my commandments. Well, now, Lord, I used to worship down there at the old Yaller Creek Church.
My, what names of blasphemy put up on and these bell boxes.
Oh, now, Pastor Buddy, the name don't mean nothing.
My people are called by my name. What is his name? Oh, Yellow Creek? First this or second that? No. His name is Yahweh. What name are you called by? They shall see, Deuteronomy 28:10, you're called by the name of Yahweh. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you're mad at all of us, and you're just on to us all the time. I'm mad. I'm not mad at nobody. I'm just mad at the devil. I've declared war on the devil. I'm warring against the devil. I'm warring against ignorance. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. They speak not according to this word. They ain't got no light in them, these false prophets. Well, now, I've done it all my life like this, and my dad taught me how to worship Pastor Buddy. Glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go back to the Bible. You don't go back 300 or 400 years and think you've got it all together. 300 or 400 years, the devil was working overtime, and in the Dark Ages, especially, when the whore church was erected and gained her power and her strength and her numbers and created the way that seems right, and Yahweh commanded you to come out of her. You get the revelation of the true way to worship. You'll come out and you'll get on an old-fashioned altar. Now let's go over to Joshua chapter 4. And it came to pass when a people passed over Jordan, Yahweh spake to Joshua. This ain't Pastor Buddy's doctrine. If it was, I quit preaching it because nobody don't believe it. This is Yahweh's doctrine, and he don't give a damn if you believe it.
You say, well, I'd rather believe a lie and go to hell. That's where you're going.
The Bible said, he that believeth not shall be damned. Yahweh said, preach my word and speak it faithfully. Those that have my word will speak it faithfully. And those, he could care less. He don't give a damn about you being damned. You know why? Hell is full of people that thought they were doing right. And Yahweh said, I don't even know you, you heathen. Damn y'all. Go to hell. You're damned. He that believeth not is damned. Don't you understand the way Yahweh operates? You say, well, I love sweet little Jesus. I don't like that God you've got. Well, that little sweet Jesus may turn into that flame of fire that followed the children of Israel, that they called upon, and when they went a-whoring after other gods, you can see what he done to them. And the Bible said, if they that broke Moses' law died without mercy, consider yourself, lest you also not escape the wrath of the mighty God. Ladies and gentlemen, you think it's a picnic, and you're playing Mama Pig. We're not playing Mama Pig, and this ain't no picnic. This is the way of truth, and if you are a man or a woman and you want to get in it now. If you don't, you need to go to hell with all nations that forget him. That's where you're heading. And he commanded them. Oh, he commanded them. He commanded. Yahweh commanded. Take 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, and command them to take up 12 stones and carry them over where you're going to lodge tonight. Here is Yahweh. I wonder why he didn't build, have him to go to Lowe's and get some platform timber, or maybe Home Depot. Oh, I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh does not worship on a platform of hay, wood, or stubble. He builds on the stone foundation. If you ain't on the stone, remember the Bible said, if you build on hay, wood, or stubble, you're going to be burnt. All these hay, wood, and stubble altars that have been erected will burn, burn, burn. I'll show you that Yahweh's altar is going to last forever. Carry them over and set them up. And Joshua called the 12 men and commanded them out of every tribe. Now, there had to be one man out of each tribe to get a stone. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. Part of the altar building process. Numbers chapter 2 tells you how they were camped. Then when they moved into the land of milk and honey, the first order was the stone worship circle. Oh, my. At Gilgal, which means heavenly circle. That's why they called it Gilgal. It was the place where Yahweh's worship altar, the different kinds of altars, ladies and gentlemen. Different kinds of altars. Now, we're talking about the worship altar tonight. We could worship, we could talk about the burnt offering altar. You know what the burnt offering altar was? To burn their altar. In other words, under the fire, they cooked all their meat. That was where they sacrificed and ate the sacrifice. Huh. Well, now, Pastor Buddy, I've been told that they just piled up sheep and oxen and goats and everything and put them in a big pile and burn them and offer them up to God. Gentiles, how dumb we are, how victimized we've become with certain people are crafty to give you a mindset and condition your mind, turn you away from Yahweh's laws. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Yahweh said, my people are dumb? Don't you know that Yahweh said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? You ever wonder about who he's talking about? Well, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 12, you'll see that their burnt offering or burnt altar places of sacrifice was where they were cooking for the people and they ate the sacrifice. If you go to Leviticus chapter 19, you'll see, and I could give you many more instances. I just don't like to get back there and give you all of these, but that's just two. I'll give you two. And I'm out for 2 or 3 minutes later. I've worked it. This was a sacrifice altar. It was entirely different from the worship altar. My. Why do I have to get so lit up and so intense? Because I have to preach the gospel because you've become a victim of mind condition and it takes a hard sin to knock it out. And you see, I don't compromise and go along with the foolishness of the world. I don't have no instructors out here paying me to preach. I preach what Yahweh gives me, and if it hardly ups the devil and puts a kink in his back and sends him straight to hell, so be it. That's where he belongs. Preach the word! Be instant in season and out, reprove and rebuke with all authority. The gospel is the authority. If they have not this gospel or this word, it's because I'm not in them. Yahweh's the light of the world. Their feet stood firm, picked up 12 stones. They journeyed over to the land of Gilgal, heavenly circle. Look it up. Strong's number 1537, if you'd like to look it up in your Strong's. It'll tell you what it was. Oh my, you might get some information on what that word Gilgal really means in the Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, we know exactly what it means. Right from my chart, how that the heavenly circle was put up and how the altar was built. If you like a little rough sketch of how to build the altar, Now, there's some things that we don't teach publicly about this, because this is not for the dogs. This meat is for the sheep. This is sheep food, not wolf food. Oh, they lay in wait. They try to catch me in my speech. Yeah, they lay, and they're in wait. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, they didn't catch the Messiah because he was too smart for them. He already knew what their doctrine was. I know what the other doctrine. I spent 30 years in that false doctrine. I ought to know it like the Apostle Paul knew the Pharisee teachings of the Mosaical standards and covenants. He knew it. Then Yahweh gave him the experience of things he didn't know. He was introduced to things he didn't know. Pastor Buddy's been introduced to things that he didn't know, but it's been made very clear to my spirit by the Word. And the Bible said, preach the Word and let the Word confirm it with the signs of following. You want a sign? Get you an altar. Build you an altar. You want a sign? Joshua chapter 5. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark. Take you up every man a stone upon his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. This time they were 12. Later became 13. At that this may be a sign. Verse 6. Joshua chapter 4. Verse 6. You want a sign? You wicked and adulterous generation, here's your one. Yeah, but now, Pastor, well, we don't do that no more. Glory to God. Shun die. You can shun die and die and go straight to hell by denying the Word, or you can follow after the divine covenant principles of Yahweh, that this may be a sign among you, not among the world. The world ain't going to hear this. You think I'm stupid to think that I'm going to move the world? I didn't preach to the world. I didn't come to preach to the world. I come to call, recall, bring Israel back to the old path. That they may, this may, Yahweh speaking, that when your children ask, this will be a sign among you, that's a circle altar, ladies and gentlemen, with the 12 stone, that when your children ask you, verse 6, their fathers in time to come, meaning that it would continue, how long? Oh, well, Pastor Buddy, we don't do that no more. Now, that's the way they done. We don't do that no more. We're under the Roman Greco way of worship.
Oh, really?
Yep. Apostle Paul coming, and he taught us how to do. You think Paul is the author of the teaching of the Catholic Church and the harlots? I don't think so. Paul spoke against this. Paul himself knew what the altar was for. If you don't think so, there's examples in the Bible that I can prove it. That this may be a sign among you that when your children ask you and your fathers in time to come, what do these stones mean? Did you know that your children have never seen an altar of circle with 12 stones representing the 12 tribes? They ain't never seen one, let alone ask. They don't know nothing about it because you don't know nothing about it. You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and they're destroyed because you brought them forth in iniquity. You won't search. You're more interested in the 401k and the church agenda down there on how we got the expert coming in this week at our church, glory to God, and he's going to tell you where to put your stock portfolio in order and how to invest your money wisely. You money investors, if that's all you got to do is invest your money and worry about where it's going, go to hell. The rich, that's where they're going. Because the rich fall into many temptations. If that's all you got on your mind, if you ain't got the old-fashioned way of worship on your mind, you don't need to write Pastor Buddy. You don't need to call Pastor Buddy. I ain't got time for your foolishness. If you're interested in how to build an altar, give me a call. I'll let you know. That this may be a sign among you.
Oh, but Pastor Buddy, that was for them. That's not for us. That's under the law. Glory to God. We don't do that no more.
Shunda. My. What do you think that the Messiah passed up the Canaanite Jew temple of Herod, the Edomite? You think he went down there and crawled upon that altar and preached on a platform? No way, Jose. No way. No way.
You know where he went to worship?
Check it out. He went to the wilderness. Wonder why.
Well, the author of this right here said, in the time to come, he was a child of these people that Joshua was talking. In the time to come, when your children, Christ himself was an offspring child.
You reckon he knew what a circle altar was?
Well, they didn't know about it up there at the Edomite camp of the temple. It took 46 years where they wouldn't know Ark of the Covenant, by the way.
My, how people are deceived by a building.
Oh, it's the biggest church in town. You know they got God up there.
God don't dwell in temples made by hands. He's a spirit, and they that worship him have to worship on his conditions. Yeah, he just made it a little bit hard and peculiar. Well, that's what you become. You'll become peculiar when you worship on Yahweh's altar. Well, let me hurry on. And the children of Israel did as Joshua commanded and took the 12 stones and placed them in the circle. And they set up the 12 stones in the midst of their camp at Gilgal that they gathered out of the river of Jordan. My, my, my. And the Bible says, and I don't have time to get in, they are there until this day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's up on the Golan Heights. They found a big sacred stone circle up there. And Joshua's word is true, still there today. And the people was dumb. They didn't even know what it was. They thought it was some kind of a pagan ritual place out there where the witches gather up and throw salt at each other. Ah, how stupid and how ignorant the dumb sheep of the house of Israel have become as they sit in the bell boxes in their modern creature comforts worshiping Baal. Lord loves you, honey. Glory to God. God just loves everybody. Oh, hallelujah. Well, you bring Yah up, and oh, I've had him to tell me. Oh, he's the God that hates everybody. Oh, he is. Yeah, he hates every false way. So I guess he hates about everybody, don't he? Because everybody's in a false way, except a few there be that finds the true way. Well, I got to get off here, ladies and gentlemen. I preached myself out of time and ain't even got the introduction of this message. Oh, I could preach. You need to come to Murphy, North Carolina. We'll be there in festival, as I said, beginning on May the 2nd for the second Passover. Right from my information, I'll be teaching on it next week, Yahweh willing, the second Passover. And if you would like reservations, take this number down, get you a pen and paper. Call 1-828-837-8880. That's 8880 for reservations, where we will be for 7 days in festival at the Convention Center of the Mountain Vista Inn in Murphy, North Carolina, at 78 Terrace Avenue. You say, well, buddy, I wouldn't announce where you're going to be. Well, we want everybody to come. You say, well, you want the devil to come? Yep, he'll be there. Why? Because when you do good, evil's always present. We're not trying to exclude the devil. We're just going to preach to him when they get there. We got nothing for the devil but the Word. And the Word is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and save. Now, I got to get out of here. My time being fleeing along, ladies and gentlemen, and I have enjoyed being with you tonight on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South, where that we are transmitting live tonight. Now, understand that our transmitter, our transponders, is not up and running, and some people can't listen to us on the internet. You can download us at WWCR.com. Transponder 3. That's Program 3. Click on it, and Pastor Buddy at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world. If you'd like to go to Pastor Buddy's website and get this information, it's all available for you at www.pastorbuddy.net.
That's PastorBuddy.net or PastorBuddy.org. Ladies and gentlemen, many blessings to you. If you'd like to write me tonight, simply write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live here on April the 1st at area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to send us a love offering and help us, we would very much appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, many blessings to you along the way. I'll get off here, and we want to introduce you to our battle song tonight. May Yahweh bless you.
Told him that I was gonna serve him till I